You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Let's go to the Stock Exchange News Service. There's been a couple of interesting announcements out. The first one was, of course, this morning, which I mentioned on the opening, Tiger Brands. And sometimes, you know, you get these share prices that come shooting out of the blocks and then fall back, but not a bit of it. It was up 9:30 this morning, up about 8.7%, and it's closed up 10.4%. So people really like this one. Grand Parade came out with its own trading statement. You remember them? Burger King, up 0.33%. Combined Motor Holdings, also a trading update. The share price up nearly 3%. And Grindrod and Remgro have talked about their the unbundling or finalisation of the unbundling by Remgro of its shareholding in Grindrod, and Grindrod down 4%. Now, I was a bit gloomy this morning when talking about the markets in general, and I'm gratified to say that I sort of suggested that people were a little bit bared out and there'd be some kind of vacuum, and we must go up now because the selling for the short term, anyway, in my opinion, has been tapped, completely exhausted. And indeed, that's proved to be the case. Let's have a look here. Not so much the Rand, because the Rand is still under pressure. It's 1806 against the US dollar, 1953 against the British pound. British pound has actually fallen 1.25% against the Rand for reasons which we'll come to in a second. The Euro Rand is 1741, the Euro dollar 96.40. 1 euro buys you 0.964 US dollars. And that is, since Friday, just over 2% weaker. And the British pound against the US dollar, it's come back from 103.25 in Far Eastern trading this morning when the markets opened to a still a precarious 108.20, still down 4% since Friday. Okay, and that's, of course, because of the fact that there's been this massive stimulus announced by the new Chancellor of the Exchequer. And, you know, when you supply the markets with something, prices come down. And that's exactly what they're doing with the British pound at the moment. Hopefully it works for them. Gold price is $16.40, which is down $5 an ounce. Platinum is down $5 as well to $853 an ounce. And palladium, that is 2052, which is down $5. If we have a look at other key indicators, the US 10-year Treasury bond yield is 3.78%, which is about 8 basis points higher than Friday. The South African 10-year bond yield is 10.88%, which is 10.5 basis points higher than Friday. And that means that interest rates are expected to go up even more, both here and across the world. Now then, I didn't give you, when I was giving you the commodity roundup, I didn't give you the oil price, so I'll do so now. Let's have a look at this thing, because it's been, yeah, it's under huge pressure. And that's very good, of course, for inflation in the future. And that also relates to bond prices. Brent crude oil, $85.27, down just over 1%. And West Texas crude is down 0.9% to $78.06 per barrel. Natural gas prices are 1.7% weaker. They've fallen really sharply recently to 6.72. That's what that one's doing. Wheat price is down 1.1%. And the rest, yeah, not much to write home about with the other ones, but those are the key ones today. Bitcoin, 19,014, which is up around about 0.2%. And that was down around about 2% earlier on today. S&P 500 futures, all over the place today, I must admit. They've been up, down 1%, then they've been up very slightly. And at the moment, after a couple of other swings within that range I've just described, they're currently down nearly 0.5% to 3,692. And with several hours to go, I wouldn't bet on this thing being in completely the opposite direction later on. Let's have a look at the movers on the JSE today, individual stocks-wise. Okay, the previously mentioned Tiger Brands, tip-top, top of the shop, top-notch, top of the board, 10.4% higher. Harmony up nearly 8%. Naspers up 6.1%. Dis-Chem up 5.4%. And Prosus up 4.6%. Really big moves for Naspers and Prosus. And that has, of course, influenced the indices, which I'll come to in a moment. On the downside, Alphamin down 6.4. Capital & Counties has shed 5.1%. Investec Limited 4.8% in the red. And Discovery, a big one here, a big company anyway, 3.4% down. As for the major indices, they look like this. Resources, we'll start with that index, because on Friday it was down nearly 7%. This morning it was down around about 2% at one stage, but it's turned around. It's only down slightly. It's still down, but it's only down slightly, 0.2% weaker. Industrial shares, because of Naspers and Prosus mainly, up 1.4%. Financial shares down 1.1%. The top 40 index, having been looking a little bit precarious earlier on, actually closed up a third of a percent to 57,290, and also up a third of a percent was the overall index. The all share finished the first day of the week 63,226. So a very gratifying bounce back, and a lot of technical traders will be looking at that saying, okay, we were down this morning, we've closed up, maybe we should be nibbling away in the short term. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening, and also tomorrow, don't forget, as it's on a Tuesday, it's Brent Wealth, it's my money. So join me for those two, please. Plus the 5 o'clock shadow, of course. And again, no David Shapiro tomorrow because of the Jewish holiday. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.